Hello, people. Hello. You know who it is. It's your girl, Dear Lori. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Amen, amen, amen. Well, on this good, bright Sunday morning, this is season 3, episode number 3. And it is called The 7 Deadly Sins. Now, I have 2 questions here that someone wants me to answer. So, I'm going to answer them. And then you guys are going to understand why my podcast is the topic that it is. Why is it that when you start getting your business off the ground, people want to report your ass? Second question. Why do people wish for your downfall? Okay, to answer both those questions is because basically people don't want to see you win. They don't want to see you, you know, get through what it is that you need to get through and make your life better for yourself and your family and provide a way and be a young entrepreneur regardless of your race or your creed or, you know, whatever the case may be. And basically, it's just because of less gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, and pride. Those are the 7 deadly sins. For those of you who don't even know what the 7 deadly sins are. That was a tongue twister. And what they mean. Lust is a strong passion or longing, especially for sexual desires. Gluttony is an excessive and ongoing eating of food or drink. Greed is an excessive pursuit of material goods. Sloth is an excessive laziness or the failure to act and utilize one's talents. Wrath is a strong anger and hate towards another person. Envy is the intense desire to have an item that someone else possesses. Pride is an excessive view of oneself without regard for others. So in other words, you have to figure out what it is that you have that this person wants, or what you have that this person needs, or just basically doesn't like that you have it going on for yourself. You have to learn how to weed out your friends, weed out your family members, just weed out people in your circle, period. You have to be careful who you let in your circle, because not everybody's spirits or auras are for you. They're working against you. So once you figure out how to read people and see who's really there for you, then you'll be able to get through a lot of things. You have to be able to see that the person that was there for you when you didn't have anything and they're there for you now, those are the people you need in your corner. The people that was by your side when you was down and out and still stuck by you, and when you ain't had no house, no apartment, no nothing, and they still sat and broke bread with you. They came and sat with you in your car that you was living in. They offered you the couch in their house. They offered you the extra bed. They offered you the extra room. They offered you a way to find a job. Hell, they even probably hooked you up with a job with where they're working at. So you have to realize that, you know, you gotta make sure that people are for you and not against you, and people are genuinely helping you, not for clout, but they're helping you because that's what they want to do, and they're just being them. Also, if you don't believe in yourself, who else is going to believe in you? You got to really, really, really think about when you're on the come up, who's going to be there for you and who's not. Who's going to judge you and who's not going to judge you. This podcast is going to be a little, you know, short because I had to do this one because when I first started my podcast, I mean, my podcast wasn't even published for a good hour. And I had people reporting my podcast. Yes, they were reporting my podcast, my very first episode. They were reporting my podcast. So Facebook and other platforms, they had, you know, blocked my podcast link for a little bit, you know, for like a couple of hours. Really wasn't 24 hours, maybe like 4 or 5 hours. And so they listened to it and then they unblocked it and I was able to, you know, put my podcast out there again. That didn't stop me. That didn't stop me. And that was in season one. And I'm on season three right now. About to be doing season four. So if that didn't stop me, that shouldn't stop you. That should just let you know you're doing something good and people are envious and jealous. And you just got to keep your faith and keep your hands clean. And on that note, I'm going to end it with this. Lord, be our guide and our protector on the journey we are about to take. Watch over us, protect us from accidents, keep us free from harm to body and soul. Lord, support us with your grace when we are tired. Help us be patient in any trouble which may come our way. Keep us always mindful of your presence. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Once again, I thank you guys for your love and your support and always being there, listening, sharing, emailing me at DearLori@writeme.com, giving me suggestions or just giving me positive feedback. Love is light. Love is love. Keep your hands clean. Don't block your blessings. Have a blessed week. Thank you guys. Love you. Mwah, 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 mwah.